Will you turn in your Bible, please, with me to Acts chapter 21. Acts chapter 21. We've been talking about evangelism. A lot of times when people hear the word evangelism, they get sort of a false idea of what it is, and usually it's associated with quite a bit of pressure. Pressure to do evangelism, pressure to tell people about Jesus, pressure to be effective, all that kind of stuff. When I was, years ago, I lived in Wentzville. I think I had maybe two kids at the time, something like that. And my wife Lisa and I were excited to celebrate an anniversary that was coming up. We were trying to figure out about a trip. And a knock came on the door. And I opened the door, and it was a vacuum salesman. Door-to-door vacuum salesman. And he said to me, he said, "Hey, I'd like to show you this product." He goes, "If you listen through my presentation, we have a incentive thing. We'll send anybody who listens to the presentation on a trip to Branson or something like that." And I was like, done. Because we had no money and we were trying to do an anniversary trip. And I was like, "All right, Lord, thank you for answering our prayer." Turned out to be the enemy, but that's okay. So the salesman comes in. He had another guy with him, and they brought in this vacuum. It was the coolest vacuum I've ever seen in my life. He said, "Will you vacuum your carpet with your current vacuum, which I bought for $80 on special floor demo unit clearance at Home Depot?" And I vacuumed, and it looked okay. And he goes, "Now I'm going to vacuum it with my vacuum." And he vacuumed that area that I had just vacuumed and got all kind of stuff out of the carpet that no one knew was there because his vacuum was so far superior. It had a hydrofiltration. It was amazing. You can ponder what all that means. At the end, he sat down. He said, "What do you think of this vacuum?" And my wife said, "We should get this because look how wonderful it is." He said, "This is a great vacuum." He goes, "We've got some options here. It's on sale today." And then he handed me a card, which that's how you know it's dangerous. Handed me a card of the price, which was double the amount of the value of the car that was sitting in the driveway. Double. And I laughed audibly. And he looked at me shocked. And I said, "Friend," I said, "did you not see the vehicles as you walked in?" I said, "That 1993 Ford out there is worth half of this." I said, "God bless you. Have a great day. You can keep your trip. Have a wonderful one. Thank you so much for your demonstration." And he looked at me incredulous. And the apprentice guy who was doing the sales looked at me too, and he was like, "What?" He goes, "You're not going to buy it?" He goes, "But I took it out of the box for you." And I said, "You gave me a demo. That wasn't mine." He said, "Well, tell you what, I'll see what I can do." So he calls, you know. Eventually the price came down a lot, and it was still a lot. And I said, "Man," I said, "God bless you. I'm not going to buy the vacuum." And he looked at me really weird, and he looked at the apprentice guy, and they looked at each other, and I said, "Would you like some lemonade?" Or like, I don't know what to do at this point. You can leave, you can stay, but I'm not going to buy the vacuum. And he said to me, he goes, "I've never not had someone buy one. Never. I've never not sold a vacuum if I've given them the demo." And I was like, "Well, you misread this one, buddy. I'm sorry." I don't know what to say. Anyway, here's why I tell you that funny story. I tell you that story because many of us think of evangelism like vacuum door-to-door sales. That we need to come in, we need to close a deal, and somebody's got to get saved or at least pray a prayer with us or something. And if I don't get a quota, then Jesus is going to be upset with me. Or maybe not Jesus, but the angels will be disappointed. And so I got to make a quota. And then we're under pressure because when we start to talk to people about Jesus, instead of just telling them about him, we think we need to follow a formula because we're trying to make a sale. I want to tell you this. You need to hear this. The gospel is not for sale. Amen. It's free. It's a free gift. Jesus is not the product that we're selling. You are not a salesman in the kingdom. You're not. What are you in the kingdom? I heard son. What else? Priest. Representative. Ambassador. Witness. Image bearer. Ready? Joint heir. You're not a salesman. You're an heir with Christ of Chesterfield, of St. Charles, of St. Peter's, of Town and Country, of Baldwin, of Troy, of Lake St. Louis, even Sullivan, Missouri. all of the places belong to him. That means every person, because every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, every person belongs to him. Even if they smack you in the face, even if they call you dumb, even if they don't buy the vacuum, they still belong to him. And so what does that mean? It means that our job is not to make a quota. Our job is not to be a salesman and give a perfect pitch. Our job is not to read the signs of the times and be able to be as winsome as possible so that we can get as much money as we can so we can do good charity work, because that's really what God wants. This is what a lot of Christians think. Our job instead is be the person you were created to be in Christ, the image bearer that he's made you, the joint heir he's created you to be, and represent him as his ambassador everywhere you go. That's our job. And we do that through the truth and the power of the gospel, the word of God, and his presence with us. And that's enough. And it's good. We're going to talk about what does that mean, because those are fantastic words that I'm using, but the reality of actually doing them, we still get under pressure when we're talking to people, don't we? And what do? We go, I need more training. I need a formula. I need something, which sometimes is very helpful. We'll talk about how to talk to people. Those things are great. But if you start from an identity in yourself that you're just a salesman and you got to close a deal, we're going to fail. If you start instead with, the Lord is with me, I'm representing him, I'm going to bring you to Jesus, he will do all the work, we're going to see God change your life, your family, your everything. And I'm here to do it because I'm a priest. If you start with that, if you start with joint heir, if you start with image bearer, if you start with son or daughter of the Most High, redeemed, and now I'm standing before you to tell you the good news, everything changes. Wouldn't that be good? Even if, ready, they say no. What if they hate you? You know, the Bible says, Jesus said, that they will hate you. Why? He said, on account of me, they will hate you. So when you bring people to Jesus, he's the healer. Some people get healed immediately. Other people spit in his face. Other people shouted, crucify him. So when they suddenly confront you as his representative, if you take the sales route and make everything kind of nice, it'll be fine. Here's the sales route. God loves you. Your life will be better if you're with Jesus. He's really nice. This is the best way to help yourself. That's the sales route. The gospel route is, let me introduce you to Jesus. He died, he rose again. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He demands your life. You're going to have to change everything for him, but he'll do it by his power. You're going to find what you were created to be is his worshiper, because he's the Lord. Can I pray for you? Can I see power happen in your life right now? Those are different messages, right? He died and rose again. You need to bow the knee to him. Now, we can say that in kind ways. We can help people understand as we build a relationship with them, all those kind of things. But if we don't come to the death and resurrection of Jesus and repentance, we've sort of lost the message. Right? When you get to that point and you say Jesus is Lord, they're either going to love you or they're going to hate you on account of him. This is how it's going to go. And it's funny because people will change on a dime. They're great until you say that thing. You ever been talking to somebody about politics and it's all fine until that one disagreement point and suddenly it's like, we cannot be friends anymore? This is the ultimate politics. It is. It's because we're representing the kingdom. We're kingdom representatives. That means that his way of life, his administration, his grace is the law. And so we're going to bring that to people. Now, we're not using physical means. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. But against principalities and powers, we're coming against that stuff. With what? The word of God. The power of the gospel. Him. Jesus even said, when you're standing before people and you don't know what to say, don't worry, my Father will tell you. Because the Holy Spirit's with you. He's going to give you the words. He's going to help you represent him. Isn't that awesome? It's a little scary, isn't it? And it's fun and exciting until you're doing it. And then it's like, I don't know if I want this. It's so great though, because this is what we were designed to do. But I want to take the pressure off. Get rid of the salesman mentality. Don't be a salesman anymore. Instead, be a kingdom ambassador. Here's the difference. Are you ready? Imagine that you are walking through Alabama in 1865. Right? And you walk into a house. You walk into a house, and you're wearing a Union uniform. And the house, as you walk in, is very cordial to you. Everything is great. Everything is fine. They're serving you. And suddenly you see all these African people coming out in shackles because they haven't heard the word that the Emancipation Proclamation has happened. What's the law of the land? Emancipation Proclamation, right? The slaves are freed. But these people are in shackles. So you as an ambassador, as a representative in the Union uniform, what are you going to say to that household? Don't worry about it. It's fine. You do you. Live your truth. I don't want to make you upset. You're going to say, did you know that the law says now all these people are free? People, did you know you're free now? Former masters, did you know they're free? You can't do this anymore. Don't live like this. Haven't you heard the good news? Right? How much more if you used to be a slave? And now you're coming and you're saying, haven't you heard the news? You didn't hear that the law has changed now? You didn't hear that you're free? Why are you still living in chains? You don't have to do that anymore. That's the difference between being a salesman and being an ambassador. You're not coming in to say, I want to sell you a product called Emancipation Proclamation. That would be weird. You're not doing that. You're standing on the authority of the Emancipation Proclamation. This was signed by the president. This is the law of the land. This is what's happening.